Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, friends. Welcome in. It is a rivalry week here on the Fan, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app. Patrick Harris with you. Daniel Morang to my left.
Indeed.
Great little weekend. Short week. This might be a setup for all things coming up Millhouse, you know? Just feeling real positive about everything. Had a nice little weekend, had a wonderful Sunday with my wife.
There you go.
As I was absent on Friday night and most of Saturday. I'll tell you what, man, passenger princess life for
you liking that?
The win. A giant shout out to my amigo Kenny up in the Seattle area, Kent, Washington, to be specific, in borrowing his vehicle to escort me down to Eugene. Had wonderful seats, great company, a great weekend. I can't thank him enough for that.
No, it was a great weekend. Even though my boys lost, it was a good game. Had massive, massive, massive plays. The company I had was even better. So got to spend the weekend with, some good people, good person, special lady.
Yeah, I'm really excited about. Yeah, I got to hang out with one of my old school besties. We used to play music together and stay in touch over the years, and we're really good buddies. And I was glad to hang out with him. I can't hammer down on this more. About how excited. If I've got to look at positives for why my alma mater is not in these kind of games anymore, and why. I can be okay with it if I want to, like, glass half full it, is that I'm able to go down to a game like Oregon and USC and kind of just chill. Enjoy it and just not really care, you know? Like I say...
I cared.
I know you care. And I say this on this program all the time, and, you know, to pull the curtain back a little bit, I am not a Duck fan, but all that Duck hatred I used to have is kind of gone. Like, I don't play in the same conference. I don't play the same sport as you anymore. So a lot of that stuff's kind of gone. I hate the Big Ten, and I hate everybody in the Big Ten. So, like, that's just where my life is.
Did you wear Coug gear?
I did not. Mm-hmm. I went full neutral. I was afraid of wearing Coug gear that from afar it would look like I was wearing SC gear. So I was wearing, like, blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you look, real quick, shout out to Duck fans. Duck fans were super, super, super cool.
They were fantastic. Shout out to Paul and his crew who hosted me and my friend Wes for a little bit during the tailgating. Great guys.
We were walking around in the tailgate area before the game, and it was funny. Tiff got to see a little bit of the a few Duck fans were like, you know, gave me a little bit of crap, but it was all fun. Nobody was. What's really funny is there was a Notre Dame fan there wearing a Notre Dame jersey, and he was the biggest jerk of them all. Shockingly.
What are you doing there, bud?
That's what I was saying. I was like, what? He was the only one where I kind of like threw my hands up, like, what are you doing? Dude?
Now I have been in Eugene during an Oregon UW game with Wazoo gear on to troll Husky fans.
That's fun.
But I live 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Like, you're a Notre Dame fan going to Eugene? Like, I mean, I assume he lives
Probably relatively close.
Relatively
and going close. Watching USC Oregon, it's you know, top 15 matchup.
I don't know if I put the Notre Dame gear on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nerd. But otherwise, everybody was awesome, man.
I would have accepted Husky gear. I would not have accepted Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, it's like, what are you doing here? You're not even in the same conference.
Only thing worse would have been UCLA.
Yeah, it was gross. But they know better. They know better not to show their face. But no, everybody down was super cool. We had a great time, other than it just being biting cold.
Oh, I didn't mind it that much.
Yeah, we had the blankets and the hand warmers and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was tough.
Well, I put down 5 tallies of craft beer before I walked in the stadium.
Warmed you up,
my boys, Paul and his tailgating crew. I got there and I went. He goes, what? I go, right there. In there? He goes, what about in there? I go, is there Fireball in there? He was like, damn, you kooks are good. I found the Fireball. I don't love Fireball. It gives me really bad acid reflux, but...
But you know, your kooks can smell it out.
He starts scratching.
We ended up getting a bucket of nachos. They call it the big nacho and splitting that. And it comes in like a little football.
Oh, yeah.
Some chicken, some black beans, some queso. Did a little hot cocoa after the first quarter to warm back up a little bit.
I had some hot cocoa in the fourth quarter
because
I needed to like sober up a little bit. I wasn't hammered, but I needed to sober up a little bit, and I burnt my tongue really badly. It's still to this day.
It's super hot. Mm. I was very, very, very thankful for that because that warmed the bones, as it were. So, but Duck fans were awesome. I had the best company possible down there with me. Had a really good time driving there, driving back.
Shout out to the concession stand. When I first got there, I bought 2 Modelo. Like big cans.
Always, yeah.
And you got to crack them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the attendant, she cracks fully one of them. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the ever so slightest crack on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like legally that was open.
It's open.
But it was basically closed.
Yeah. It's let it out, like, but it's like, it's not open.
I just want to say praise you, lady. Yeah. I tipped. I was like, I'm tipping here. That was amazing service.
There you go.
I was very happy.
Simple things.
Because then I didn't touch that for a while and it stayed cold and didn't oxidize or anything. Fantastic.
No, it was a good time. I would have much rather come back with a win, but for everybody watching YouTube, I do not have the face paint on. Amazon did not deliver. Dirt has been made aware. It was purchased.
I have seen the screenshot.
It has been ordered, but Amazon did not deliver for me. So as an olive branch, I wore the closest thing to Oregon green that I own in my closet.
I can't believe you own something that close to Oregon green.
It's close.
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
It's got a little forest in it.
Yeah.
So it's a touch darker. The TV, the YouTube doesn't make it look as good.
No, because it's a bright green.
It's a green.
Yeah. So
you even got complimented in the office. Somebody's like, nice shirt.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
But yeah, no, the face paint is in route. It just has not been delivered yet.
In route? In route?
Yeah.
In route. I did not dabble in the stakes of Junction City.
No, you didn't risk it for the biscuit, huh?
No, we got in there. The Airbnb had a hot tub, and we were like, ooh, let's do that.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially on you know, nice, cool, crisp night.
Mm-hmm.
When I was stationed in North Dakota, we used to do this thing called polar bearing. And we had a hot tub out back, and we had it's like, weirdly enough, there's almost no hills in North Dakota, but we had one that was probably like, I don't know, 15 feet tall. It was pretty steep down outside the hot tub. And in the wintertime, it just freezes over. It's not snow. It's just like basically a block of ice.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you sit in the hot tub and you get real warm. You get real wet. And then it was a race, you know, whether it's shots or pound of beer or whatever it was. Last one to finish had to hop out of the hot tub and slide down polar bear style chest first down the hill.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And it was like, you know, at the warmest, like 10 degrees outside.
I'm surprised y'all thought it was super cold out there. I thought it was totally fine. I enjoyed myself. Maybe I just prepare for that. Maybe that's the wazoo in me. Been to some cold Martin Stadium games. You know, I always talk about
the
Crapple Cup.
What's the coldest sporting event you've ever been to?
Probably the Crapple Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 13 degrees.
Oh, God, it was that cold?
Yeah, I've done a Halloween in Pullman at 2 degrees.
That's tough.
I know. And I felt bad for all the hot chicks being the hots, that I was also a sexy nurse that year for Halloween, just to understand what their plight.
You were struggling with them?
I wanted to understand their plight. Yeah, I did have high, like, tight socks sort of things, like the nurse would, to put a little bit of a warmth on me. But I wanted to feel how they feel.
I felt bad for the cheerleaders for Oregon.
They wore jackets.
Oh, they were wearing jackets
just,
on the sideline?
Yeah, I just watched. I just rewatched the game. Okay, and they were wearing jackets.
Every time they went out
the
there.
The SC girls were not wearing jackets.
Nope. It was, but every time they went out there, you know, they had the, like, the short skirt crop top combo. And I'm like, it's 38 degrees outside. Like, I don't care if you're moving. That's cold. That's tough.
I hadn't been to Autzen in a while, so it was nice to just kind of get in there.
Oh, atmosphere is great, man.
It really was.
I was up
really
high. How loud was it for you?
The first third down in first quarter. So SC gets the ball first. First third down was
Everybody stood up.
I can hear it in my ears as somebody who listens to music too loud. Has played a lot of like live music and stuff like that. Like you can hear how it resonates in your ear. That third, the first third down was extremely loud. Also, when Malik Benson ran that punt back because he ran it into my end zone and that place was going bonkers.
And it was 85 yards. So it had a nice long build to it.
Yeah, nice long build.
That was the backbreaker.
There's a lot of backbreakers.
Well, I mean, there's really, but we'll talk about it. There was a handful of plays that basically decided that game.
That, and you were just not good enough.
Yeah. That's what I figured. And there's a reason why I picked Oregon to win.
I'm really glad I went to it, too, because I was really worried that I wasn't going to, like, catch a lot of good sporting events on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was pleasantly surprised. There was one moment where my cell service was so bad. At the halftime of the James Madison Wazoo game, Brandon Sprague was texting me, and I texted him back. I was like, dude, my cell service is garbage.
Also,
did the Cougs score a touchdown? I need
say this.
Help.
I'm going to give the Ducks all their credit and all their love. Thank you for bringing that up. Fix your freaking Wi-Fi, you trash stadium. Good God.
Well,
I sent a tweet after like the first quarter. It didn't post until I left the stadium. And I'm like, what the hell is going on
here?
Well,
almost all stadiums I go to, whether it's cell service or internet, it's all bad.
Fix it. You can fix it. Spend the money.
I don't know if it's that easy.
It is. Spend the money. Spend the money. You can.
I love when I go to Timbers games because I may or may not be connected to the media Wi-Fi.
I was hoping mine connected, and it didn't. I tried searching for it, and I'm like, come on. It didn't connect. I was like, God dang it.
Do you have the password for it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I do.
How do you have the password at Autzen?
Somebody gave it to me a couple years ago.
I think I might know who that somebody is. I might know.
But for whatever reason, it wasn't grabbing it. I was like, God dang it. So, yeah. So that's why I was being irritable and petty about it. I was like, fix it.
Oh,
I've had it before.
Oakley doakley. Well, we got a great show for you going on today. A lot of stuff to get to. We will spend our first hour here on this Ducks-USC game and how that kind of happens, how the... just the game itself, how USC kind of crumbled in the end, how the Ducks took advantage. There's a lot to get to. We'll circle back around that in the nooner, in the big nooner, as the Ducks look ahead towards UW and the college football playoff. Chauncey Billups is in court today. We'll have a conversation about that. Our favorite quarterback on this show took a big hit, and it might say RIP to that. And we'll spend a little time in the association, too, as Blazers over the weekend. And don't come at my boy. You come at my boy, you're going to get hit. So a lot to get to. Thank you for joining us on this rivalry week. I'm just going to say rivalry week all day.
Tough.
Thanks for being with us. We'll start as the Oregon Ducks defeat USC 42-28. Overarching thoughts on the game. We'll do that first. 105.1 The Fan. 10:17 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live on this rivalry week here. From the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge, 503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, youtube.com/1051TheFan. Come join. See the great green shirt Danny is wearing. I will give you a little bit of credit in that since the makeup's not here, you've decided to twofold.
Yeah,
it's a very new Danny Morang thing to do.
No.
Danny Morang, I feel like, would have been like, sorry, paint's not here, loser.
No, I refuse to welch on bets. I will never, ever be a bet welcher.
So kudos to you on that. You can check that out and join us in the YouTube chat. We're always getting spicy in there. A lot to get to this hour. We will kind of compartmentalize and break down in different aspects. I'd love to spend some time on what went well for USC and what they struggled with. How the Ducks took advantage of that, what they kind of struggled with at times. But overarching kind of thoughts of this game, I sent you a quick meme that I made for funsies. I hate talking about this stuff, and I know we'll get to, you know, where people succeeded and struggled, but kind of a brutal aesthetic game. And I went back and rewatched the game from the television standpoint too, just to kind of see if my eyeballs weren't deceiving me. Boy, officiating across the board was just rough.
It was horrendous.
And there were plenty of times, and before you guys on the pass interference stuff, I went back and looked at them on TV. They some might be a little soft. They're all PIs on Oregon, yes, and on USC.
No, all of them were.
But just the constant, like, who was it? It was Hines had a celebration. Benson had a celebration, yeah, that were very soft celebrations, mm-hmm, after getting big first downs that were both flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct.
To be honest, the only unsportsmanlike conduct that should have stood was Jacoby Lane. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Right. I agree with that. And there was a late hit. I can't remember the offensive lineman who dove in when the play was over. That wasn't deserved. But just a sloppy game overall. I think
it was chippy.
It was chippy, yeah.
Which I love to see that.
Everybody loves to see that, especially in a big state game. I think if you're Dan Lanning, you look at the score and you look at the performance and you probably feel really solid about how your team played. Mm-hmm. But we'll ask Tyson on Wednesday. I don't know if we have him. We'll have to double check on that. But we'll ask him on Wednesday if we have him.
I mean, you had 230 penalty yards between both teams.
That is
brutal. Both teams had 100 yards of penalties.
That is brutal. And it makes the aesthetic of the game pretty tough. The meme that I generated was the Scooby-Doo, mm-hmm, the Big 12, Big 10 refs, take it off. Let's see who you really are. It's Pac-12 refs.
It's Glasses ref. You're like, you!
I hate you!
It was you all along, Glasses ref.
So that was really tough. But one thing I'll say, the first quarter specifically, I was kind of sitting there to myself, ooh, buckle up.
Yes.
SC opened with a score, and Oregon goes down, score. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm, all right, here we go. I thought the pageantry, the aesthetic, the overall, like you said, the chippiness was a really fun aspect of this game out of the gate, yeah.
Yeah, no, the atmosphere was great. Like you said, the first third down for USC, Oregon got loud as could be. It was funny, you know, Tiff sitting there with me. She's like, do they stand up every third down? I was like, yup. Prepare for this. It's like, I told her ahead of the game, like, it's loud. Like, this place gets loud.
And if you sit on a certain side of the stadium, the other side is like perched up, mm-hmm, to like face down, yeah, at you. That's brilliant design.
No, it is. That place gets loud. That's where I was. I was right underneath the press box. Thankfully, it's not quite as loud up there. Obviously, the sound kind of travels down, but kind of overarching themes. Like, I think you got what you expected to get out of these teams. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Oregon ran the ball effectively. USC didn't. USC's inability to run the ball was the thing that I think probably hurt them. Probably hurt them the most. USC's passing attack is unbelievable.
Very, very good.
I don't think you can question whether or not those are the best wide receivers in the country as far as the top of the room, those top three guys. Big plays, big moments decided this game.
Big time, and on both sides, and that, mm-hmm, was fun. An overarching theme, I know we'll get to a little, because I have a lot to say about kind of Dante Moore and his performance. From an overarching Ducks standpoint, I was getting frustrated, like, and maybe this is why, maybe seeing it in person changed it, or maybe as the year goes on changes it. I've been decently critical of Will Stein,
mm-hmm,
just for not coming out of the gate and like really kind of pushing defenses off the bat of big games specifically. I think what I have taught myself when it comes to Oregon's offense and how they were able to kind of manage this game throughout was patience. And I'll tell you what, from both teams, I'm really sick of the 1 yard throw to the side and just an extension of the run game.
Yeah.
I hate those plays so much. And I think because I kept seeing on both sides of the on both offenses those big plays happening, that I was getting my juice up and was, mm-hmm, kind of like, I want more.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't we pushing the ball down the field more? And I thought in the first half, Maiava did that more so than Dante, mm-hmm, but Dante did it kind of in particular spots, and Maiava to an extent too. I wished I could have seen more of those big plays.
Well, those big plays come out of those because you're thrown to the side, you're getting sideline to sideline, you get that defense to suck up a little bit.
I know. I was getting impatient.
Yeah.
I was like, I want more.
For USC, their defensive depth was the thing that showed its ugly head. You know, guys dinged up, and what ended up happening is Oregon got into space. Sadiq was an absolute monster. He was an absolute monster. He, like, the two best players on the field this weekend were Mekhi Lemon and Kenyon Sadiq.
No doubt about it.
Like, those two guys are both day one. They are going to be the top players drafted at their positions. That's the number one wide receiver, and that's the number one tight end in the country. And they absolutely stunted.
And you saw them do different things, too, that were great. I mean, Mekhi throws a touchdown. That's rad.
That throw and that catch were just absolutely bonkers. The Duck fans around me, it went from a roar to deafening silence.
Yeah.
And I go, there's no way. And the Duck fan, I heard one guy right in front of me goes, I can't believe that just happened.
I am on the other side of the field, and I was like, I bet you he caught that ball.
It was just
the way it looked from 100 plus yards away. I thought he caught the ball.
Just unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent for sure. And on to Kenyon Sadiq, he had this block in the second quarter that he like was basically a pulling guard and hit the hole for Whittington to go through.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the stuff you don't like. I don't see that. You don't see that live. Nobody sees that live. But watching it again from the TV standpoint, both of those guys did something that we didn't realize they had, but guys that we already said wow about.
And then they had wow moments.
Made you say even more wow. Talent. No discrepancy of talent. Overarching thoughts on coaching.
I thought both coaches acquitted themselves well. The only thing that kind of bothered me with Lincoln was the 2-point conversion. Like, why are you chasing that now?
Made no sense to me either.
I think the thought process was if you get a touchdown, then you take the lead and you maybe put a little pressure on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they probably got a little squirrely because they went for some fourth downs when they realized like we need to score.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to score. That's what has to happen here, especially after they didn't close out the second half of the score.
Some of the Lincoln plays that I really enjoyed, obviously, the Mekhi Lemon to Hines throw, that was really cool, kind of out of nowhere. I didn't expect any kind of trick plays.
That was the same play that they botched against Notre Dame where Mekhi Lemon fumbled, and it ended up being a back-breaking play for them.
Because correct me if I'm wrong on this, but Lincoln Riley strikes me as not a Ben Johnson-type OC. Like, Ben Johnson will throw weird trick plays out there.
Absolute psychotic stuff.
To where Lincoln's got a little more chip in him in the sense of
gadget plays.
Yep, we will just out personnel you.
Oregon with the fake stall with Dante looking to the sideline, motioning in. That was a great play to get that to pick up that short yard. I was like, man, the Duck fans around me like, did they throw a flag there? Like, what was the call there? And it was like, no, they got really cheeky with it. That was nice. And then obviously Betcher.
Touchdown
on the goal line, like that was really cool for him too, and with it being senior day.
I know he had an up and down game too, so I'm glad he got that touchdown.
Yeah.
Another thing from Riley that I was really impressed by from a coaching standpoint was he had Maiava run more than I've ever seen him run, and I know Maiava's not like.
Oh, no,
he's runner.
He's a two-way guy. And, like, to be honest,
design packages that I thought were, like, great timing.
I wanted him to have a few more keepers just to keep Oregon honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they were crashing down on King Miller, and they did an incredible job on King.
But the biggest thing about this game, before we kind of break down individual teams and their performances, I wrote down the game broke when Benson had the punt return for a TD.
Yep.
That happened. The drive following, Jordan Maiava throws a pick.
Yep.
And also later on, it's not the next drive, I don't think. Maybe it's the drive after the leaping call.
Yep.
On the missed field goal.
You would have got a stop, no points, and then they would have gone down the field and had a chance there.
It's a free seven. It's a turnover.
Yep.
And it's a free seven.
Yep.
And that's
the difference in the game.
Final score is 14 points. That was the difference. Now, I thought Oregon controlled the game for the most part. I truly believe there was no part of me outside of kind of early first quarter. I thought Oregon controlled this game and did very well because of the run game.
Yeah.
Just controlled tempo, controlled pace, bend, don't break, a lot of stuff like that.
They didn't break the massive runs, but they got a bunch of like 8-yard carries.
No Whittington.
Kept the chains going.
RB1 is Noah Whittington.
Yeah, and then you had the USC not getting the touchdown going into the half.
Yep. I think, free seven, turnover, free seven.
Yep.
That's and basically in that, not fully in that like middle eight, but the end eight, definitely Oregon took advantage there, and they go on to win 42-27, excuse me. All right, we come back. We'll stick with this. Where did this fall apart for USC? We might have just talked about it right there, but there were a lot of things they did well and things they couldn't do well, and then we'll flip it on his head. We'll have a conversation about Dante Moore and the offense for Oregon and their defense, how they prevented that as well. But we'll do that next. But first, we'll toss it over to old Casey Smith over there with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.